Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about your LinkedIn profile. Now, chances are you have one, right? If you don't, get one. It's really easy. Let me give you a couple of things to think about first and foremost. Number one, if you're going to set up a LinkedIn profile, do it with a personal email account, like a Gmail account or something along that lines. Why would you do that? Well, the reason is, if you change jobs at any time, that way the LinkedIn profile is not 100% associated with the job. So say, for example, you're working at XYZ company and you set up a profile at Brian at XYZ company, and then you leave the company. Well, guess what? When they shut the email down, you have no more access to that LinkedIn profile unless you can get at it fast enough and switch out the email so that you can continue going on. And that's what happens, is a lot of people switch jobs and they end up with all of these dead LinkedIn profiles sitting out there. So start off with a unique email that is yours. And that's why I suggest a Gmail or something along that lines. Here's the second thing that I want you to think about. These are the five most important things on your LinkedIn profile. And the reason I consider them the five most important is because this is all of the stuff that's sitting above the fold, meaning nobody has to scroll down to see any of this info. It's all sitting right there. And most of it on a mobile device is sitting right at the top of the screen. So let's start with the basics. The very first thing is the background photo or the header image. Now, it looks a little different on the desktop than it does on the mobile, but the bottom line is that same image works in both places. So when you create it, you can use a tool like Canva, or if you got more mad skills, you can use something like Photoshop to create a graphic. And the dimension of that graphic in pixels is 1584 pixels wide by 396 pixels tall. Just about 1600 by 400. Pretty close to that. Anyways, you want to optimize it so that it looks good both on the desktop and on the mobile device because people will be checking it from both places. That is the real estate for you to add the personality of who you are, what your company does, some graphical expression of what problem you solve. That's what it's there for. The other thing that's uber important is your headshot. You want your headshot to be something that looks professional. You don't want a picture of your dog. You don't want a logo. And here's the bottom line. You can easily do it with a phone, but invest the money. Go get a real photographer with real lighting to take a good shot. Put on a suit. Do something that's representative of you, that shows your personality. But the bottom line is a headshot is an investment. It's no different than anything else like getting business cards. It's something that will pay off in the long run. So those are the first two things, both images. Now, let's get to the next part. This is uber important. A lot of people think the next part down is what they do. It's their title, right? Well, it's not a title. What you need to think of is that your LinkedIn profile is your personal brand. And what that title is your personal branding message. So the question is, what problem do you solve? Who do you solve it for? And what's important? So when somebody's reading that, can they get a sense of who you are by CEO at XYZ company? No, I don't think so, right? What you've got to say is, I help people solve this problem by doing this. And maybe there's a little branding towards that. So for example, I help companies find their perfect customers using online marketing and social media. I show you why and teach you how. That is my branding message. And that's what I do. I help you grow your business by finding your ideal customers on social media. So the problem I solve is helping people figure out who they are and how to get to them. And how do I do that? I show you why and teach you how. That is my personal tagline. That's the branding message that I want to get across. The next part is the text that's right below that. That's the summary information. Now, the first two lines of that are the part that stick out above the fold. And if somebody says see more, then they could read, obviously you can fill in a lot more information, but those first two lines really need to build upon the brand that you've just laid out in the tagline. So Brian, I usually like writing it in a third person because it doesn't sound all I, me. Brian helps small to mid-sized companies connect with their perfect customers to generate more sales. LinkedIn sales prospecting strategies are abundant. Many take shortcuts, and on it goes. So anyways, you get the point. So the first thing I'm doing is saying who I work for. Small to mid-sized businesses, I help them find their perfect customers to generate more sales, and I do that through LinkedIn sales and prospecting strategies. So that's really what I'm trying to get across. Now, below that, I can fill it with all kinds of stuff. I can fill it with links, I can fill it with keywords, I can fill it with all kinds of data. But those first two lines have to be compelling enough to get people to want to read more. So that summary is uber important, especially those first two lines. The last part, below that, you have the ability to link additional information. So in there, you can put links to your websites, you can upload videos, you can put in PDFs, you could do slideshows, you could do whatever you can. That may be all that anybody sees when they get to your profile. It's the background photo, the headshot, the tagline, the first two lines of the summary, and links to more content. So now that you've optimized this, what else can you do with it? Well, here's five quick ideas that you can take and utilize the information that you spent this time building your personal brand and use it in other places. So number one, convert it to a one sheet. A one sheet is something that basically outlines who you are, what you do. It's basically taking the profile and putting it into a Word document and having it available for speaking, for networking, for whatever it is that you want to do. Just turn it into a Word doc, turn that into a PDF, and upload it to your own profile. So if somebody wants to get it, they've got it. That simple. The second thing you could do is convert it to your elevator speech. Can you take all the core information that you've put into this LinkedIn profile and say it in 30 seconds so somebody can understand it? If you can't, then go back and rewrite it again. Make sure it's concise to the point that you can easily repeat it so other people can repeat it for you when you want them to sell your business. The next thing you could do is turn it into a bio for your website. Hey, if it's good enough for LinkedIn, why not put it on your own website? Chances are your bio on LinkedIn is probably going to be newer and fresher than what's sitting on the website. So do it on LinkedIn, move it over there, see how it works for you. The other thing you could do with that same information is add some of it to the signature of your email. Maybe it's the tagline. Maybe it's the elevator speech. Maybe it's just the bio. Whatever it is that you want to do, add some of that info into your signature in your email. And be sure to link your LinkedIn profile there as well. So you could leave a little teaser text and give them more if they show up on your profile. The last thing you can do is you could take all of that and use it to get interviewed. You can get interviewed on radio, on TV, wherever you think that there's an opportunity for you to spread the message about who you help, how you help them, and how you do it better than anybody else. Your LinkedIn profile is so much more than just a job description. It's your personal brand you have to build and develop. So if you like this, I'd love for you to go to check out my perfect LinkedIn strategy at perfectlinkedinstrategy.com. There I show you some incredible tools that will help you better connect with your perfect audiences on LinkedIn and so much more. Check it out, perfectlinkedinstrategy.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.